I'm here.
So, Giovanni, I wanted to ask you about Thanksgiving at the prison. How does that get celebrated, if at all?
Thanksgiving at the prison?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Do they celebrate Thanksgiving at the prison? What do they do?
You know, that's always a tricky answer for me. I mean, a question for me because, I mean, I guess they do. I mean, they serve a meal, but it's not the kind of meal that you probably used to.
Right. What do you get?
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's different from what we normally get.
Right.
So, they do make an attempt to do something.
Do they give you turkey?
Yeah, but this year I heard there wasn't turkey. I heard it was not like a real turkey. It was something like a process, I think. I'm not sure what they got.
What happened this year?
I don't know. I used to go down in the kitchen and I used to help cut the turkeys up. You know, I used to help too because I used to work in a butcher shop. So I know how to cut them and break them down. So they used to call me every year. They didn't call me this year. So I know that they're not having that.
Oh, so you have done quite a bit of work in the kitchens then in the past?
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
What else? Do you get things like pumpkin pie?
No. I don't get no pumpkin pie. They might give like a pie that's in like a little box. Maybe like a cherry pie, something like that. Like something that you could buy, at a convenience store.
This is a call from Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Greaterford. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Like something you could buy at like a corner store off the shelf, a pie in a box, something mm-hmm. like that.
Do you have like a chow hall that you'll go down to?
A chapel area?
No, a chow hall.
Oh, yeah. They have a chow hall, yeah. They have several of them.
Where do you go to eat then?
Well, for chow, they have a chow hall for each block. They have two main kitchens. They have one kitchen, main kitchen for where the side that I'm staying on. They have a chow hall for D block, a chow hall for C, a chow hall for B, and a chow hall for A block. A chow hall for what they call it, considered to be the new side, stuff like that. They got a chow hall for E block. So everybody got their own chow hall.
How many times do you get to go down to the chow hall a day?
3 times. If you want to go, you could go. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go.
This is a call from Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Greaterford. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
So typically what they do is right before they start running chow, they would lock the block up and run sections by section. So they let everybody out a little bit at a time. Because if they let the whole block out at one time, it'd be too many people and not enough places to sit. So they have to run it. They have to run it in section.
When they come to get you to let you out down to the chow hall, are you coming from your cell or are you already out in a sort of common area?
Well, you have some people that's already out, some people that's coming back on the block, some people that's coming out their cell. So they're coming from multiple different places. It's not like one centralized area. Most people are coming from their cells, but you have people that just may be coming onto the block. Other people that may be coming from school or auditorium or from their jobs or wherever they're coming from. But typically, the majority of people are coming from their cells, though.
So when you have a holiday like Thanksgiving or something, apart from, you know, there may or there may not be some food that acknowledges the holiday, I mean, do they do anything else? Like, does somebody stand at the front and say something or... does anybody acknowledge it verbally that it's an actual holiday? Do they do anything extra over and above just giving you some slightly different food?
They have some religious services that you can attend. That's really it.
Hmm.
Everything is locked down during the holidays because a lot of people take off from work, so they run like a holiday schedule. So everything is, there's really no movement. You can even go to the yard, or you can hang out on the block. So everything else is shut down.
Basically, during holiday periods when a lot of staff are off, your own activities are actually curtailed.
Yes, yes.
Well, next year you'll be celebrating Thanksgiving at home.
Yes, yes. I've got all the places I've got to go to.
So you better start genning up on how to make cranberry sauce and stuffing and...
yeah, yeah.
So can you remember the last time you had Thanksgiving outside?
Yes. In 1987, 86.
Wait a minute. You mean 1990? We're not
1990. No. I got locked up in 1991, but the last time I had a Thanksgiving dinner meal was I was wrong about that. It would have been 1990.
Yep. What do you remember about that? What do you remember about? You would have been 15 at the time, wouldn't you? No, you would have been just 16.
No, it wasn't at like my house. I went out to I had a friend, she had invited me over to her family house. And I ate a Thanksgiving dinner with them in 1990.
Mm-hmm. In South Philly?
Yes, yes.
So your dad wasn't there? Your mom and dad went there?
Oh, they said my dad?
Yeah, were your mom and dad there?
They used to, my mom wasn't big on holidays, but she still would cook, though. She still would cook, but she wasn't really big on holidays, though. Mm. But she would cook. There were occasions different past Thanksgivings where she put meals together and stuff like that. But she wasn't into it at all.
So that last Thanksgiving that you had on the outside in 1990, you were at a friend's house, so you weren't actually with your family at the time?
No. I was over at a friend's house. She had invited me. It was her brother, her mother, and her brother's girlfriend. It was me and her. Mm-hmm. And I think her little brothers were there, too. So, yeah. I remember dumping a little too much salt on the food.
They put too much salt on the food?
No, when I was the last meal that I ate on the street for like Thanksgiving. I remember dumping too much salt on the food, and I was trying to get all the salt off the food.
That's a funny memory. That's a really funny memory, actually.
I know.
So, what are your favorite Thanksgiving foods?
I like turkey. I definitely like turkey. I haven't had a wide variety of different Thanksgiving meals, but I like turkey. I like the little sweet potato pies and stuff like that. I always like the stuffing. I always like the stuffing with the gravy and stuff like that. I always like it.
What about pecan pie?
What's
pecan,
that?
Or how do you say pecan? I say pecan. Pecan.
Oh, pecan. Yeah. Pecan.
Pecan pie is what I say, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I didn't like, I'll tell you what I didn't like. I didn't like cranberry sauce.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
No, I never liked the cranberry sauce.
Oh. Too tart.
I never liked that or like feet. I don't know. I just never liked it.
Yeah, it is a bit sour, isn't it, for some tastes. It's a bit tart and sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the turkey, I always was really basic in my eating, though. I always ate like the turkey or the stuffing with the gravy, the pie, something to drink.
Mashed potato. Mashed potato or roast potato.
Oh yeah, I like the mashed potatoes. I absolutely like that. Yeah.
Well, you got something to look forward to then next year.
Yeah. I used to like that. Like I said, the whole thing. This is the last year of experiencing this. I think this is the hardest time of the year for me personally, because it's just another year of my life spent in this place. So it's always by the difficult time of the year for me during this time.
Right, yeah.
See, for me, for most people, it's a celebration of the year and, time to be with their families and stuff like that. That's how most people generally, I would imagine, do this time of the year. But for me, it's a time for me to reflect on how how much progress have I made in terms of regaining my freedom. But there's also a recognition that I've done spend another year of my life in a place that I should have never been. So that's where my mental mindset tends to trip.
I know this is a tough question, but maybe this year you've got something to say. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for a lot of things. You know, I think that sometimes, even under the circumstances, you can lose sight of that because you think that you don't have much from a position like this. But you know, I still have my health. I do have a second opportunity. I'm waking up now knowing that I will be out of prison.
You have 1 minute left.
For many years in the past, I couldn't actually say that. But I can wake up knowing, I know that now, that I'm going to walk out of prison doors soon. I still have my family. There are a lot of things other than the things I'm mentioning to be thankful for. So, you know, I got another opportunity coming. So I'm really thankful for that.
Great.
So just to take control back over my life and to do the things that I think that I could do for myself is a blessing for myself. I don't take that lightly. Yeah.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye. All right.